David Wax Museum, my guest in the studio here at JPR. Welcome, guys. Thanks for being here.
Oh, thanks for having us.
Band started roughly 5 years ago, right, in Boston?
Exactly.
But, David, you are a Midwestern guy.
I sure am. I'm from Columbia, Missouri, and Suze is a Southerner. She's from Charlottesville, Virginia.
So how did you end up in Boston?
Well, we all kind of ended up there for different reasons and in different ways. I'd gone to college in Boston, and when I finished my degree, I got a fellowship from the university to go to, down and live in Mexico. And when I got back from that year studying Mexican folk music, you know, different circumstances brought me back to Boston. And I knew I wanted to get a band started, and so right away some mutual friends put us in touch. And we started the band about 5 years ago there.
When you were in college, was music the focus or more like international studies or something?
I studied Latin American history and literature, actually, was my focus.
With a goal to making music? Or
No, not at all.
What were you going to do?
Not at all. What was I going to do? I thought for a while I was going to become a history professor or work in the Foreign Service and relate to Latin America or something along those lines.
So what was it about Mexican musical culture that drew you there?
Well, I mean, for me, it was kind of seeing a thriving folk music culture that was integrated into people's lives and a part of kind of the fabric that made their lives make sense. And there's just an incredible kind of cultural force down there around this music that is really attractive, and especially to me as someone, a musician, kind of growing up playing folk music, but not really in a much of a thriving scene. So to be somewhere where, man, these people are playing, it's such an integral part of life, and it's just joyful and really powerful music. And so I got hooked really early back in 2001 when I was first down there and kind of kept finding myself back down in Mexico.
And so you've brought back some of those influences, mixed them together with some American influences, and the result is generating a heck of a lot of fans. Let's hear some music and talk more about what you guys do.
Great. This is a song from our new record. It's called Vivian.
Like an egg breathing its last breath in a frying pan, I take stock. Oh, what a mess of a man I am. I've grown as rotten as an old sweet tooth. I can't but I've gotten good at telling half truth. Baby, yeah, won't you take me in? Baby, yeah, won't you take me in? I know how to wear things, but I don't know. Yeah, won't you take me in?
It's David Wax Museum live on open air here on the Rhythm and News service of Jefferson Public Radio, streaming at IJPR.org. We heard in the song Vivian that you just did, certainly some Mexican influences that manifest themselves in the music. And I know that, you know, David, you were in Mexico for a year studying all of this. Suze, as you get pulled into the group, was it difficult for you to try to incorporate these things that you hadn't necessarily been studying for the last year?
Yeah, you know, the music definitely hit somewhere when I heard David play it for the first time. I think Greg would agree with that, and Philip too. I think we all were drawn to it when David was sharing this music that he had been listening to and studying. The instruments are new for me. You know, I have this donkey jawbone here that I've been learning to play, and
yeah,
picked up the accordion for the first time.
As a result of the internet, I think you've kind of become known as the woman that plays the donkey jawbone, right? But you're a fiddler by trade, right?
Yeah, well, I grew up playing piano and fiddle and singing a lot as a kid in Central Virginia. So the fiddling is the first thing I kind of brought to the group, and then kind of have expanded my repertoire since then.
And what's the jawbone called?
It's Quijada de Burro. So,
and do you go to
donkey.
donkeyjawbone.com, or what do you do to find those?
I've got a brother who's a farmer, so luckily I have my own source. But if you know a farmer, you just tell him once you get the jaw in hand, you have to put it in salt to dry out all the gums so that the teeth are loose and rattle in their sockets.
And there's a more modern percussion instrument that was sort of modeled after that, right? Like a slap?
There is.
What is it called? A slapback or something like that?
It'd be called a vibraslap.
A vibraslap,
that's
right.
It.
They sort of modeled it to do the same thing, right?
Let me give you a little sample of the jawbone. Okay. So this is my spare jawbone. I left my primary jawbone at home, but here's this one. So the kind of boingy rattle sound is the teeth rattling in their sockets. And then I have a drumstick, broken drumstick, that I scrape up and down the molars to give that other sound.
How long does it last? I mean, is it durable?
Yeah, they do break from time to time, kind of like a wishbone at the top right up here. They'll sometimes crack in half. Often if I give it to a man who doesn't know his strength, he'll say, oh, let me try playing that, and then crack.
And David, what is it that you're playing? I mean, from videos online, it almost looks size-wise like an ukulele, but it's not.
Yeah, it's a little Mexican guitar called a jarana jarocha. Throughout Mexico, you'll find these little guitars that, you know, are descended from the earliest classical guitars that arrived from Spain hundreds of years ago. And then throughout Mexico, people started adapting their own style and kind of making them out of a particular wood in that region, a new tuning. So this is one that's unique to southern Veracruz, Mexico. That's the only place you'd really see this one played.
And it's an 8-string. Is it tuned like a mandolin or a guitar or a hybrid?
Well, it's tuned. I mean, there's a lot of different tunings for it, depending on what part of southern Veracruz you find yourself in. This is tuned to a C6 chord, which is very similar to a ukulele, actually.
It's David Wax Museum, my guests live on open air here on the Rhythm and News service of Jefferson Public Radio. The newest album is called Knock Knock Get Up. What are you going to play next?
We're going to play a song from our last record, Everything Is Saved. It's a song called Yes, Marie, Yes, and it's based on an old Mexican folk song called La Manta, the blanket.
I tell you don't listen. I
touch a turkey, don't listen. You've had your fill. Oh, yes, Marie, yes. No, Marie, no. Okay, let's start a bad dream to see me go. Yes, Marie, yes. Afterthought, all you can feel are aftershocks. Oh, yes, Marie, yes, no, Marie, no. Can't decide if that means you can see me go. Oh, yes, Marie, yes, no, Marie, no. Can't decide if that means you can see me go. Come on, Sue.
It's David Wax Museum live on open air here on Jefferson Public Radio. We're also streaming at ijpr.org. Well, we sort of alluded by first name, but David, who do you have in the band today?
All right. Well, of course, as always, we've got the secret weapon of the band, they call her. That's what the new article about a band recently called her. Sue Slezak here on
Welcome.
The fiddle and the donkey jawbone and the accordion.
Thanks. Great to be here.
And on the electric bass, although for us in the studio, we don't know if he's really playing because it's plugged in and we can't. It's going direct, so he's got some great moves. He's got some great moves.
Yeah, we can.
Okay, we'll trust you on that one. But it's Greg Glassman.
Welcome.
Singing and playing the electric bass.
Howdy.
And the newest member of the band.
Youngest member of the band. The tallest member of the band.
And his first time ever in Oregon.
Handsomest member of the band.
Oh, stop.
Philip Mayer.
Welcome. Is it son, the Mexican style that
exactly.
you're incorporating?
Yeah.
What has the reaction been like from fans of truly traditional Mexican son, either fans or players of that style?
Well, it's been pretty positive for the most part. I mean, I think that there was a real fascinating story that was relayed to us recently when we were down in L.A. This guy, Beto Arcos, who's a really important person in the kind of Latino radio scene and kind of NPR music world, and he's kind of impresario for all things Son Jarocho in L.A., and there was a conference going on. And there was a young band that's playing Son Jarocho with their own kind of take to it. You know, they write a lot of their own stuff. And there's, you know, a certain young attitude that they're bringing in new influences. And people were kind of getting worked up at this conference and going, well, you know, what are you guys doing? That's not Son Jarocho. And at some point, Beto Arcos was going like, if you think this group here is weird, you guys have not heard anything. You just need to hear the David Wax Museum. And you guys, this is just for some perspective here, there's weirder stuff going on here. You know, like Son Jarocho is living and breathing and it's kind of all over and people are drawing influences from it, you know, in all different ways.
Yeah.
And so I think that, you know, there's not, people are taking it in a lot of different directions. And I think it's maybe most unusual that we're a bunch of people that aren't of Mexican descent who are really inspired by this music. That's not that common, unfortunately. But I think that's changing, and that will keep changing, and we kind of keep finding more people who are, you know, interested in this music, kind of finding out about it, drawing inspiration from it.
Yeah. Well, we've had a lot of folks drop by to play live for us on open air from that Boston music scene, and you know, the descriptions of it are both really packed with amazing people, but also a very friendly scene where a lot of folks play together and everybody's trying to help each other out as much as possible. Boston's obviously been really good to you guys, right? 2010 Americana Band of the Year, and just this week, Song of the Year, right, for the 2012 Boston Music Awards. Yeah. So that's great. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
How do you take the success of a local geographic region, which is your home, and start to expand that to a nationwide scale, or an international scale for that matter? Is that a really difficult next step?
That's a really interesting question.
I think like anything, it's just a kind of slow growth, like dropping a stone in the water, and the kind of rings start small and then get bigger. Because when we started touring, I was working a full-time job, and so we could do weekend tours only out of Boston. Mm. So it was really the Boston, New England radius. And then as we grew, we went on our first tour kind of on the East Coast and a little bit into the Midwest. And then as we grew a little bit more, we started coming further into the Midwest and hit the West Coast for the first time, and then went to Europe. And earlier this year, we even got to go to China with the band.
Cool.
So, you know, it really, it feels like a very slow and steady growth. And just getting out there is really the key.
I want to talk about the contest that you guys were in to get a chance to play Newport, and how that sort of, I guess, blew the doors open a little bit, at least out here on the West Coast, for your music and sound. But before we do, let's hear another tune.
Great. This is the song you were just talking about that won the Song of the Year at the Boston Music Awards this last week. It's called Harder Before It Gets Easier. It's based on an old Mexican folk song from Michoacan called La Tortolita.
You've been sobbing so hard you can barely breathe. You've been sobbing so hard you can barely breathe. You've been stitching your heart on the outside of your sleeve. You've been stitching your heart on the outside of your sleeve. You've been wrung out and then down with grief. Be brief. Oh, I know it's gonna get harder before it gets easier. Before it gets easier. Oh, I
It's David Wax Museum live on Open Air here on Jefferson Public Radio. So let's go back, what, I guess a year, about a year and a half now, to a contest that landed you as the opening act at Newport Folk Festival. Is that right?
Yeah, well, they left one slot open that was for a competition to play on the smallest stage, you know, the first band of the morning at 11 a.m. at Newport Folk Festival. But
had you ever been to the festival before?
No, I'd never been. I mean, I'd never actually been to a music festival until we started playing them.
Really?
I mean, I'd been to festivals in Mexico, but I just was kind of really removed from the festival circuit and culture here in the States. That's a different story for Suze. But so we submitted our name into kind of this competition, and then we were narrowed down to the top three bands by this selection committee at Newport, and then it was all about an internet vote off, and so we just tried to get as many people as we could to vote for us, and we somehow pulled it off. I mean, it was like three nonstop weeks of hounding everybody we knew. But the result was incredible for us because it gave us an opportunity to really play for a more national audience.
It's David Wax Museum, live on Open Air here on Jefferson Public Radio. Do we have time to go out with one more?
Please come back to Lavender Street. Please come back to Lavender Street. Couch is cold, I cannot feel my feet. Please come back to Lavender Street. Turn on the light when we kiss. Turn on the light when we kiss. I forget who you are, forget you love me like this. Turn on the light when we kiss.
It's David Wax Museum live on Open Air here on the Rhythm and News Service of Jefferson Public Radio, streaming at ijpr.org. David, Suze, guys, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Eric.